Hi, welcome to Never Relevant Podcast's final episode of 2018 Spooktober. This is a commentary podcast where you should be starting the movie as soon as you start the podcast. My name is Hugh. I am your primary host tonight. And I am joined by my other hosts.
I am Master Chief.
No, you are not.
I am John.
There we go.
Which is Master Chief's name.
Okay.
That is my name, and I am Master Chief.
Okay, we have Master.
And I'm everyone's favorite sexy hologram, Patrick.
Okay. Yeah, I mentioned the commentary thing again because, like, multiple people of my friends that I've talked to that listened to the podcast did not understand that that was what they were supposed to do. So I was like, yeah, you gotta listen to it with the movie, and they're like, oh, that makes so much more sense. I like this.
They must have been so confused when we provided them zero context for what we were talking about.
Yeah, they were
about.
Like, you guys are funny. Like, I find it funny, but I don't understand it. And I was like, all right.
Hey, also, we're watching Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am absolutely loving this whole intro sequence.
Yes,
it's radical. Like,
it's cutting right to
getting
it.
Getting to see him make the glove is like, wow, that's a great sequence to have in this movie.
It's weird that he has to because he's a figment of everyone's imagination, but...
Pat, shut the fuck up.
Well, and all the fonts. Like, all of the fonts in this film are really good. They did some really great typography work.
Yes, definitely.
Also, I forgot it was all about teens getting scared.
Which means Pat will love this.
We're going out of October the way we came in, which is teens.
Scaring teens.
Yeah, scaring teens. Yeah, and you know what? This episode will absolutely not be out in October, but it will be out in October in our hearts.
Yeah.
So.
It will be out within the realm of Spooktober. Which is all the time.
It seems like she's wandering through some kind of sheep factory.
Yeah, I always really liked this, like, idea of, like, a, like, factory that is wet and pipey and really, but really tight. Because, like, most factories aren't really this tight unless you're up on, like, the balconies.
Yeah, most factories are all loose and sloppy.
I would say loose and sloppy, but there's a lot of open area in a lot of...
A lot of warehouse spaces.
I don't know. Factories I've been in, you have, like, vaulted ceilings, and not everything goes all the way to the ceiling.
Yeah, I think this is
a
steam
factory. I feel like refineries look like this.
Okay, yeah.
And a lot of treatment plants.
This factory definitely only produces steam.
But I feel like refineries don't have this much... I feel like a lot of refineries have a lot more outdoor space than indoor space.
No, Freddie brought all those sheets, you know?
Screech.
He hung them all up before he came over.
Slow running.
Yes.
Yeah, that was an extremely slow run.
I mean, though, it is the kind of slow running that, like, would happen in a dream. Like, when I run in my dreams, I'm very
perfect.
Slow.
She's like, I screamed at everything, and he didn't see me. Hell
my
yeah.
My greatest fear is that someone will ruin fabric in front of me.
What were those
laser noises
what a
when he came
boy.
Out?
I didn't even see where he came
Immediately
from.
Immediately, the mom is there.
Well, I know my parents used to just stand outside my room for hours at a time at night until I came. Stepped out.
Oh, jeez.
Hey,
oh, do you think they were just like
somehow.
Making out in the hall? No, that's her dad. Do you think they were just like making out in the hall?
Yeah,
probably. Maybe. They do look like she looks pretty let's say mussed up. Oh, nice bed.
Hell
cross.
Yeah. Jesus is going to protect me. And then cut to Jesus and her in a dream world, you know, choke slamming Freddy Krueger.
Are there any mentions in the New Testament about dreams at all? Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think the New Testament talks about dreams. Maybe that's because Jesus,
you know,
that's one of the one realm Jesus can't save you. Jim.
Yeah,
that's right.
New Covenant does not apply.
That's why they don't mention it. They don't even want to talk about that.
Look at this perfectly preserved 1950s Chevrolet. Holy
beautiful.
Shit.
It's unfortunate that it belongs to Johnny Depp.
Oh. I bet he doesn't appreciate it.
He probably...
Johnny Depp just expects to receive good things.
He just pours non-stop bottles of wine into the back seat.
Yeah, was that Johnny Depp speaking loudly of his morning wood?
No, right, Johnny Depp's right? You'll see when you get closer on his face. Yeah.
At this video quality, I can't really tell who anyone is.
Well, the 1980s, everyone was much more pixely when you were farther away.
These guys are really, touchy.
1980s had a horrible bit rate.
Is that Johnny Depp?
There Johnny goes. Wow. He's just acting his ass off. Really, mumbling.
Classic khakis and brown belt boy Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny Depp, famous prep.
I think this might be pre 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, I think so. He looks younger than those other ones.
He goes from playing a teenager to playing someone pretending to be a teenager.
Yeah.
I would refer to this as baby style.
Yeah, but look at this cool sci-fi shit he's got.
Are you talking about his stereo?
Get ready.
Look at his phaser.
Sound cannons.
Fucking check this shit out. He's a tech wizard.
What's that? Zoop.
Wait.
Beep.
What is going on?
He's lying to his parents about where he is.
He's Ferris Bueller-ing.
Oh, so he can fuck two of these two girls at once?
Absolutely.
I don't... Yep, that's... I guess that's what's happening. We all agree now.
Each different song on the tape is just different sound effects.
This is some great folio work. Why didn't he just say we're watching a loud movie?
Because he's not a good... He's not a good
Because he
dealer.
Made this tape of motorcycle cars and motorcycle sounds and, dogs
I love
barking.
That he just hangs his head in regret. He's not upset.
He looks a lot like the guy he's from just Scream 1. Sorry, John.
Shamed.
He looks it's like okay. Jughead's dad.
Yes.
Alright, this web of references is getting too tangled.
All right, John. So in Riverdale, let's break it down.
No,
Riverdale.
Don't break it down.
Get ready for next up. November will be dedicated to our Riverdale commentary cast.
That's right. The series is going to be called Wake Me Up When November Ends. But you won't be able to wake me up because I'll be fucking dead.
You love Riverdale.
Yeah, it would actually be really great to comment over. That's the only way in which I appreciate Riverdale is as a silly bad show that's fun to watch with friends.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, Nightmare on Elm Street is the Riverdale of the 80s.
Really?
I would rather really? Just watch Nightmare on Elm Street than have to talk about Riverdale.
Thank you, Hugh.
I really don't want
sometimes,
to talk
sometimes,
Riverdale.
Sometimes Pat puts a gun up to my forehead and says, we're gonna talk about something else now. And it's really hard to steer him back to the the movie
yeah,
we're watching.
Yeah, I'm like Freddy Krueger, but
yeah, because of the gun, because of the threat of death.
Yeah, I'm like Freddy Krueger, but instead of a knife fingers, I have gun fingers, a little gun on each finger.
Wow, they're both making hard physical contact.
I'm telling
Johnny
you, he's gonna
Depp.
Fuck both of these girls. It's great.
Especially because Johnny Depp does not seem like someone I would trust to handle a situation.
I thought you were going to say a guy you could trust to fuck two girls, but yeah.
He seems pretty tough, and he almost Buellered his mom, so...
I really want
to... I'm sure he could handle himself in a lethal someone. Confrontation.
I really wish I could see the movie that is him collecting those sounds.
It's just Johnny Depp's big field recording extravaganza.
Oh, wow. I hate it when I get jumped by a bunch of laser sounds.
The lasers are the sound of someone being scared.
These aren't
Look
humans,
at how many
they're
buttons
beings.
Are unbuttoned on his shirt.
All of them.
Wow. I think is that an aesthetic? Is that a concept or a joke?
It's called letting it hang out.
What?
Wow!
Fuck?
He just pulls iron. Jesus, Knifey Kniferson, chill.
What?
Yeah, did you see his face when I pulled a knife on him? Yes, he was surprised by a knife.
Yeah, we all were hoping that, you know, there wouldn't be any knives at this sleepover.
Oh, is this blonde girl's boyfriend? Don't you hate it when someone in your friend group dates a guy who pulls knives on you randomly? Really,
oh shit, I'm playing the wrong file. This is a cuckmare on Elm Street.
I like that we consistently watch movies that could just be porns.
It's a porn that was released actually before Nightmare on Elm Street.
They saw that and they're like, oh man, Nightmare
which is weird. Also, I do love referring to pornographic films as just porns. Right. I feel like porns is a great plural.
Yeah. The two classic P's, porgs and porns.
Oh God.
That's a thing you should look up together. Porg porn. Everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I want our first emails into this podcast to be about. Please.
You
look
know, we're getting into that.
All right,
getting into that holiday season, and this Thanksgiving, once you're all full up on turkey, instead of gathering with your family on the couch to watch that one big dog show, what happens? Why don't you just all watch some pornography with porgs in it? Porgography.
Oh no, there's an entire subreddit dedicated
to
porg
porn. Is this loud sex he's hearing right now?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's having to hear Knife Guy nut. Probably in his bed. I think this is his house.
I'm not trying to be... No, because he had to call his parents to say that he was at someone else's house.
Oh, right, okay.
I just... I gotta say, people that have loud sex like that, it's not just that it's inconsiderate, it's just that it's, like, weird.
I mean, apparently he do a good fuck, so at least there's something redeeming about Knife Boy.
These kids are not as cool as the kids in Halloween because they're not smoking after sex.
Oh no, my Jesus fell.
You know, it makes me really wish that Freddy Krueger would show up with the ghost sheet over him.
Oh. I'm sorry, that was like the best
Boo.
Spooktober moment for me.
Oh, and Jason?
Yeah. Or in Halloween.
And Mike. The Shape.
Halloween.
Freddy Krueger needs a cool name, like The Skeleton Man.
Oh, yeah, that's
Ooh,
a cool ass
How
name.
How about the burning...
this facade, like the facade of the house and this shot of it where the paint looks blue and the window is very, very red... against that background is excellent. Just wanted to pop that little cinematography note
Wes
in there.
Wes Craven's got a good idea as that guy. Someone should give him movies to make.
Yeah, I would...
Hire this man. Someone give this man a job.
Dig up his grave.
Wes Craven, definitely the best director of the movies we have watched this Spooktober.
We have not watched any other Wes Craven movie.
I thought that... Oh, no, he was the Scream guy.
Yeah, he's the Scream guy.
Well, Sorry, I thought he was the Halloween
You're thinking
guy.
Of John Carpenter.
I am thinking of John Carpenter. John Carpenter is as good as Wes Craven.
It does kind of seem like he picked all these teen actors for, like, purely based on the quality of their skin.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look,
Wes Craven,
smooth
Wes Craven permitted no blemishes. Yeah.
He needs to get it as close to rubber as he can for all of his sick gore tricks.
Fair enough.
His super cool gore techniques. Oh, this is great.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
hey, what's up,
this
everyone?
This is fucking good.
Is that a face?
That's a face.
I think that's a cat's face.
What's going on?
Wow.
Whoa, it's a butthole first. Brave.
I know. I was about to say, weird flex. Weird flex, but okay.
I'm blasting. I'm kegling my way into this dream.
Man, it would suck to just dream.
I can't believe this girl sleeps on a silk pillow. I feel like that would turn into like a weird sweaty nightmare so fast.
Yeah, I'm with you. What?
I'm more like, imagine dreaming about being in bed and not being able to sleep.
The builders assured me this wall was unkegelable, but I could have sworn. I could swear I heard a kegel. Oh really love this house.
First look, when I looked up from my phone and I was like, Logan Paul?
Oh, yeah, definitely go out there with no pants.
I love dreaming about being in my own house.
Yeah, I'm not much of a, like, I'm not much of a sledgehammer, but, whew, honey, this is a dangerous play.
Is
that Johnny Depp's shirt?
That's such a poisoned phrase that you just said.
Hey, this is a bad play. I'm not saying she has to do a lot to make it better, and I'm not saying she can make it much better, but walking outside with a loose-fitting shirt, no shoes or pants on, into an alley where we can see shiny broken glass.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, this is a nightmare. Never mind. All right, she could
came to the wrong neighborhood.
Yeah.
This is Oscar's territory.
I love trash.
Yes! Oh, the most terrifying.
That's very good. Well, I mean, it is very spooky in, like, a nightmare logic way.
It's very spooky in a Stretch Armstrong way.
Oh, they're back to normal. And he does not look
very
tall.
Wait, why is he doing this goofy monkey run? He looks like he's 4 feet tall. Oh, there he go.
This is really cool because this is a lot like my grandparents' backyard when I was a kid. They had this weird alley out back.
Whoa!
He's got
so many... Oh, he did the Bugs Bunny thing!
He's got so many tricks.
Ah!
Yo, the effects in this movie are tight as hell!
This is wild!
The bomb-ass chronic! I love this!
I like that he's having fun.
Oh, this is great!
No slasher seems like...
Look, she can push him over.
No slasher ever seems like they're having fun, but this guy's having a blast.
Oh my god!
Wow! Yo! Wes Craven is just, like, making it rain on us. Alright, Knife Boy, give Freddy Krueger the good fuck. That's the only way to banish him. Wow.
Ah!
It seems like maybe you should have
done
something.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, turn the light on. That's what you needed to do.
Whoa. She just got swung like a bat.
This is so fucking awesome. Oh, my God.
Watch this shit.
This is popping off in ways I did not expect.
Like, I'm sorry for ever doubting Nightmare on Elm Street. I've always looked at it and said, like, this looks so stupid and not scary. And just, like, campy as shit. And then, like, watching this makes me go, I am so wrong.
What is his power that he could do that?
Fucking pure terror. That is what his power is.
Just being the most radical horror movie villain ever to exist.
I also like that he's obviously just having a good time with it. Like, he's not, like, stoic. And just, like, oh, I hate things. He's just like, yeah, look at this!
Yeah, he's very much the opposite of Michael Myers.
Yes.
Wait, okay, so that wasn't her dad.
So fucking awful.
No. Oh. Oh.
Wait.
Oh, it wasn't her dad. No, are you sure? Because it was, he just said it was her home.
The cop just said her father abandoned her 10 years ago.
Yeah, the victim.
So that was her mom's boyfriend.
No, he was talking about the victim.
Yeah, the victim was the girl who woke up at the beginning of the movie.
No.
And her dad came out, or this guy came out and kissed her mom.
Okay.
And you were like, that's her dad. And no, it wasn't. That was her mother's paramour.
Oh.
Her paramour. Or she was trying to make some money for her family.
You know, this is the 80s. Divorce was invented a few years ago.
Pleasure boy.
I like the implication that it's like, this girl clearly was rubbed on the ceiling, but we're mad that you guys had a sleepover.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Have they thought about this at all? Their current strategy is to blame Knife Boy. But what do you think happened? Do you think Knife Boy threw her on the ceiling?
Well, and also they're like, you don't take the death seriously while we're like lecturing you about a fucking sleepover. Like, her blood exploded out of her body.
Yeah, also your kid's friend died. Yeah, maybe now is not the time.
When you were in the next room.
But this dude does have a really harsh face.
Yeah, he's really...
So I do buy the whole disappointed dad act. The look of utter incomprehension on her mother's face.
Yeah. She just, like, but I don't know if it's incomprehension of what's going on. Or
where
just,
are
like,
we?
Being a mother. Like, if that's what the hard part is for her. As she makes it a mixed drink early in the morning.
She's just thinking of, like, her only thought in that moment was, did I make this?
I love this girl's eyebrows.
She does, yes.
Yeah, she's got an expressive face. Oh, and even considering how grainy the film is and how horribly compressed this video is, you can tell what expression she's making from far away. Because her eyebrows are like portals to the void.
I don't know why you keep dragging the quality. This is the Blu-ray.
You know, I think that...
Oh, no, it's not. I mean, it may have come from a Blu-ray, but now it's like compressed as shit.
You know, John, I think you make a very good observation that people with prominent eyebrows are more susceptible to mind reading.
They fail polygraph or not fail. There's not really a pass fail to a polygraph test unless you're a serial killer who's trying to lie about murdering someone.
Oh man,
but they are more susceptible to polygraphs.
I like the idea. It's like, have you been having bad dreams lately, Miss? And it's like, we're from the Dream Bureau.
We're from the Church of Scientology.
Always a good way to approach your friends.
I got you.
This is some
Let
great...
me thrust you in between my legs like this. It's great.
He's still not wearing shirts.
Well, running will definitely make you look innocent.
Definitely. Oh, he suddenly has
shit.
A New York accent.
Oh, wow.
Nice. How many people are hiding
I tailed
bushes?
My daughter.
Wait, yeah, the implication here is that this cop was behind him while he was in the bush behind her.
I think this is going to be fine. I don't think this kid is going anywhere.
Oh, this is great.
All right, now how'd you drag her up on the walls?
On the ground, you displaced greaser. You've been a blight on our town ever since you time ported here from
yeah,
the
you're
Burger
going,
Shack
you're
in the
going,
1950s.
Oh, hey, the FBI Dream Bureau guy's right there.
Nancy Angui. I love this. I love the trope of, like, the scene at the school where the teacher is talking about something that's bizarrely germane to the events happening.
But
in
it's
the movie.
Like, this looks it's deep. So it's like, oh.
Wes Craven loves his classroom scenes. Because I was going to say, this looks like the college classroom in Scream 2.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Also, this teacher is wearing a skirt that reaches straight to her feet.
As was the style of the time.
Her stride cannot exceed 2 feet, or she'll just bust out of her skirt.
Meanwhile, this man's shirt.
That's extreme.
I love. He also has the little like glasses on a string.
He really did set the tone for ironically terrible shirts with this one movie.
Oh, I love that. She's got the name on the side of her book.
He routinely attends like an extremely over the top Dadaist tiki bar.
Are they
the
really...
perfect explanation?
Oh shit!
God damn!
Oh fuck! I love that this movie don't stop.
You know, like yeah, I gotta say, like compared to modern horror movies that like take for fucking ever for anything to happen, this movie gets into it and does not stop staying in it. Like,
and the touch of this guy listlessly whispering in front of the class,
what a fucking weird,
and like not really.
This is
God. It's
this
so
is
good.
What you get falling asleep at school. You're gonna get spooked.
Yeah, definitely follow the Bloods. Yeah, she's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the thing I should pursue.
Wow, this is so good. Because, like, these are all practical effects, but none of them are, like, elaborate animatronics or makeup, at least in this scene.
Oh my god.
What? What? Why does she have a bloody nose?
Why does she look like a kindergartner in an adult's body?
Oh, that's probably
nice.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, like, why does this student just have a Freddy Krueger sweater?
I also like that she's like, Freddy Krueger. That knife hand doesn't mean anything.
I also like the idea that Freddy Krueger's like, I'm going to dress up and I'm going to bump into her and make her think she's not dreaming, and then she realizes she's dreaming.
Haha.
I'm like, there's, like, Freddy Krueger has a room with all these diagrams and maps.
Dream maps.
No students allowed. Wait, where does the staircase go that no students are allowed in the school?
The filth zone.
Where the furnace is or something like that.
Oh, the steam factory.
Yeah, see?
Is it? Let's see. Let's wait for the camera to pan.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some of that fabric Freddy loves to ruin so
it's
much.
It's the steam factory.
Ah, there it is. This is where sheep are made.
I love the idea that it's like, imagine if your school just had this shit in there.
I mean, I imagine schools have like boiler rooms factory. And stuff. That's probably Tina. That sounds like the way she breathes.
Yeah.
Oh, good, it is you, Tina.
Whew. Tina, did you do something with your hair?
Tina.
Nice.
Ah!
This is so good.
I don't like that.
That's a good power move.
I've never seen a horror movie where the horrifying guy gives me a nipple flash. Never ever.
He's having a great time.
Wow. I am just so happy for Freddy in this
moment. I do
gotta
say, like, a theme for this movie is 100%. Okay, strange flex, but...
Yeah, Freddy Krueger is the king of strange flexes.
And the profusion of laser noises in the soundtrack.
Yeah.
There's like 9 different laser noises. See, here they come. Here's the lasers.
Oh, he probably put them in his gloves.
The lasers?
Yeah.
Right.
I love how slow.
So
he's like, I'm gonna get ya. I'm gonna get ya.
This feels like a music video.
Wow, synchronized laser tonguing. Oh, that was such a good touch.
Oh, wow.
So now we know the laser noises come from Freddy's, like, bombastic tongue.
So good.
Freddy's electric tongue.
I'm okay.
I'm just leaving.
Burn mark on her arm? I thought that was, like, a thing. He's like, it happens in the dream. It happens in real life.
I bet Freddy Krueger's in that dream right now being like, God damn it, I should have made it a cold air factory.
Exactly.
No, he's just standing in the same place, furiously tonguing.
He's like, every time I do this, it makes laser sounds.
I just found out I could do this. This is great. Ah!
I've never seen a horror movie zoom in on a guy's tongue as he just wags it in the air.
This is really good.
Oh, wow. And this is funny.
What do you think came first? Come to Freddy or come to Daddy?
Are you saying is Freddy the original Daddy?
Well, no. In Hellraiser, the guy used come to Daddy. And I'm actually legit curious which one was made first. I don't think they influenced each other, but I gotta know.
So this is 1984. Right,
Hellraiser came out in.
Hellraiser came out
was
in
later 80s. No.
Mm.
Someone was under the covers.
Hellraiser was 1987.
That was right. That was later.
No, there was just a ghost dragging my girlfriend on the ceiling.
It was a ghost.
It was just, it was like I was dealing with some sort of supernatural phenomenon.
Like some kind of Freddy Krueger. Like that's the...
Oh, yes, the Freddy, and he's also a Krueger.
Whoa.
They find an ancient book, and it says, like, there's a big entry, a chapter on Freddy Kruegers.
When this girl on Elm Street was innocently killed in the middle of the night, everyone thought it was the boyfriend.
Dang it. You can't reference something the listeners aren't privy to.
Just don't do a reference that we can't like easily explain.
I'm making a documentary right now, looking into this true crime
of Freddy Krueger
and Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, this was based on stuff that was happening at the time.
That's not true at all.
No, it is true. There was like this spree of teens who were dying in their sleep for no accountable reason.
Oh, that's
weird. And Wes Craven was like, oh shit, what if it was a guy who just is making goofs and dreams?
Sorry, people whose children are dead.
What if it's a Kruegering Freddy? Yo, look at this crazy bath tool.
Oh, it's like, oh, it's a bath. It's just an inflatable
thing. I've seen those before. It's like a little inflatable thing for your bath.
I've never seen those. Dude, I want to take a bubble bath. It looks so luxurious.
Dude, Fiona I want your jacuzzi tub. I'm very jealous.
Yo.
My issue with baths is that like I have to clean the bathtub a lot.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. This is a weird form of vagina dentata. I've not seen this type.
I really like the idea that Freddy has no idea where he's going to be until the person falls asleep there.
So he's got to figure out quickly how to be scary.
He's like, he puts his hand down, he's like, what the fuck? Am I at a lake?
just coughing up water.
The temperature of this water is so comfortable. I am feeling so sleepy. Man, I love this soundtrack.
Yeah, falling asleep in the tub's not a great idea.
Oh!
Oh, I like the Doom music that just came on.
Wow. I honestly, like, I was kind of making fun of it for not really capitalizing on the dream stuff, but this is pretty good.
This is a terrifying idea. Oh, speaking of scary nightmares, I actually had literally a Texas Chainsaw Massacre nightmare last night. So, man, this is appropriate.
Wait, a Texas Chainsaw Massacre 4
no,
nightmare?
No, it was like a much more like horrific and what the fuck was that?
Because I feel like even the most horrifying dreams I've ever had are more cohesive than Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, mine was
4.
More like a combination of Halloween and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and it was just like extremely graphic and like just it was probably one of the like most graphic nightmares I've had
in
a long
time. Did
you get
pizza?
Yeah, I mean I actually woke up fine. It was just like, man, that's...
And yeah, but did you go get pizza during the dream?
No. I watched a bunch of people get gorely
once again her mom is forced to confront the fact that she has a child.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh crap, I forgot about this thing. What do? I put towels on it?
Oh hell yeah, I love the stall awake.
I can't believe a family would have just straight up trucker
meds.
Yeah, it's
meds. A meth
medicine cabinet.
I gotta just take these caffeine pills.
What? It's just called for speed. My... What's the problem?
Yeah. Got some amphetamines. Let's go.
Yellow jacket 48-hour fuck all nights.
My favorite
this
part
is what
that,
I need.
My favorite part about this is she has no idea what's going on, so she's just having to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not like
yeah,
terrified.
Currently she has,
like, watching her windows. Yeah. She's just like, I guess I gotta just watch fucking.
She has zero leads, zero plan. All terror.
So how does it transfer from person to person?
No, it's just anyone he feels like.
Oh, okay.
Targeting, I feel like.
No, that makes sense.
Like I said, he definitely has a room with a lot of diagrams and plans.
Does she have a photo of Johnny Depp on her wall behind her?
No, that looks like...
Like a headshot.
No, it's
of
like
Johnny
a it's
Depp.
Like a movie poster of some kind.
No. There was a little photo under it. Hopefully, we'll see it again. Oh, good delivery.
I don't know. I feel like that's in the
theme.
Yeah,
she has like a 21 Jump Street poster on her wall.
That was Johnny Depp's writer in the contract.
Every scene, 21 Jump Street poster.
Heavy and dense.
I was in the same room as the person that was brutally murdered. Slept like a rock.
I slept like a rock. I was completely insensate and not sentient.
It was great. I loved it.
I experienced ego death. A great response.
Look at that mullet.
Oh yeah, he's got that 1980s butt hair.
That Jonathan Joestar hair.
I mean, it's more Jotaro. No, not Jotaro. What's Diamond Did Not Crash?
Oh no, that is not the weird pompadour hair.
I thought the pompadour had a part in it.
It's just a big old sphere.
Okay.
It's like a Johnny Bravo hair, but round. Oh, so this is a dream, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I mean,
she's
wearing
oh.
the same clothes she went to bed in.
So
she's
doing, like, some
outside.
Investigative work, scoping out Freddy Krueger's shit.
So she's
and
dream...
Then he's gonna, like,
she's dream investigating?
She's dream...
Yeah, she's a dream detective.
She's a dream spelunker.
Ooh, I like that. I gotta say, that's, like, really bold to think that, like, you could get the drop on him when literally, like, you were sleeping in the bath and he knew about it.
Well, it's like, she's coming to him on her terms, not his.
If I was given any confirmation of the existence of, like, a dream world / astral plane, I would be all about that shit. Recreationally.
Wait, did they dream? Are they dreaming together?
I don't know. Maybe she's talking in her sleep.
He just jumped. He's standing
okay,
there.
Okay, bye-bye.
He's like, I'm just gonna hide. What a hero. Lots of people are fans of hiding in bushes in this movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wes Craven, like, finally figured out how to his whole, like, early part of his career was trying to figure out how to replicate that Bugs Bunny effect in film. And after he did that, he was like, okay, I can finally move on to making movies.
What's in here?
I don't know, a bunch of broken stuff. Old dilapidated house stuff. I can't,
wait,
okay,
what?
Now I can't tell what's going
I
on.
I can't tell, what? Wait.
What structure is she going into?
Is that
or
a
coming
door?
Out of?
That's a door to a police station. She's going to get to the guy in the cell's dream and watch Freddy die.
Oh.
And watch Freddy kill him.
That would be pretty cool.
Oh, so there's like a whole dream town.
Yeah, so like dreams are all connected. Well, I guess if you're connected to Freddy, then you have all connected dreams. Like people don't naturally have connected dreams unless Freddy's involved. Unless he brings him into the Freddy zone.
Yeah. But at this point, I would just be lucid dreaming and I would just summon a bunch of like...
What? What kind
gun,
of weird
like...
cell is this?
What's the name of the machine in Evil Within? The Brainasium?
Yeah.
Let's go with that. Anyway, even if it's not, let's go with it.
The Freddynasium? That's where we are now.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so well
another,
done.
Another A-plus effect.
He didn't have a cooler gimmick for this?
Hell no. He just goes through
that
it.
That was great, though. Like, I could, if you, like, I would not have believed that someone in 1984 could make that effect.
I thought he would have, like, put on, like, a stage play or something. Yeah, wow. Here we go.
Yes, little, this is going very well.
The limp wave.
The obviously rubber face from far away.
I don't like
nice.
This.
I love the idea of Freddy just being like, hey, yes! Look at this shit. Look what I'm doing.
Isn't this grody?
But you didn't see that coming.
I think right now he's proving that he's not just going to kill you, he's going to send you straight to hell.
Oh, is he going to be in the bush? Yeah.
Yeah, Doom music.
Everyone loves
back.
Bushes in this movie. Yeah, take this dumpster.
Freddy is all charged up with foliage power.
He loves playing along.
Man, and these kids all suck at running.
I mean, they're in a dream.
That music was diegetic.
I feel like I've had dreams where I suck at running. This is awesome.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's so cool.
Freddy is so funny.
What was that?
He's wearing her friend's face.
Say, is that
what
her
a
face?
Goof.
What?
Yeah, that's the cell guy's face. He's having a great time.
He's just stepping in marshmallows.
Made this marshmallow
I turned your stairs into oatmeal, and I'm wearing your friend's face like a mask. Gosh,
he's gonna come out of mirror. Come
Johnny
out of mirror.
Depp.
Yeah!
The great homage to the film
The
Boy.
I was gonna say, I didn't know I was watching The Boy. Oh, yeah.
Crashes out of the mirror screaming like the devil. God, he loves it
while
so
everyone's,
much.
I love that when everyone's awake in the daytime, Freddy's just like spreading marshmallow fluff all over this floor.
He's setting up all kinds of Home Alone traps for him.
He's like, I bet they're going to really appreciate this one.
I would whip Johnny Depp's ass. I would be pulling
a knife
on him
right now. Yeah, I know,
right
that is
now.
The time.
You almost killed me, you little fuck. Good, good. I'm glad she's going off on him.
Exactly. Yeah, it's good that she says what we were all thinking. Also, look at that weird little Barney on above her bed.
I like that Wes Craven appears to be making it obvious that these parents are bucking before they check in on their kids. They've all got sex hair.
That's why. I mean, it's just that time, you know. I mean, you're an adult. What else can you do with your time?
That's right. You've got all these daily responsibilities. You have to take care of this creature. Is that a child? And, you know, what else is there to do? Gotta let off all that steam. I didn't ask for your life story, Officer Ding Dong.
Whoa. Oh. Okay, here's the theatrics. Now he's gonna make a little noose, I think. Maybe make it a little
bit what to draw suspicion off of himself?
Yeah. He's like, they're just gonna think he hung himself out of
There's
guilt.
There's too much heat in this town. Like,
I can't let them suspect that it's me, the dream man.
he's got a little GTA wanted bar, but it's at 2 stars right now, and he's like, shit.
We never let teens visit their friends in jail.
I really hope that they're like, wow, he made this news so well, nothing's actually tied together.
All right.
And the profound delicacy these cops are showing around these kids who just went through an extremely traumatic experience.
Kid's girlfriend
is
great. Dead.
It's fine.
Graphically.
Well, I think he did it.
I guess that's true. wait, this is much less like drawing suspicion away. Okay, I was about to say, if he just dies with it around his neck without it being like hanging,
that would be so good. Like he half gets there.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Huh, he seemed to have looped it in a spot that he could have in no way been able to get to.
Wait, is he dead?
Yeah,
did he
die
that fast?
I think he's your next snap.
Also, you look at his skin. He immediately lost. He, like, necroticized instantly.
He had a metabolism 8 times as fast as a normal human being. He's actually 4 years old.
Well, he's dead.
He's totally alive.
You know, he was
Good
a girlfriend
night,
murderer,
Prince.
But, you know, gotta put him somewhere.
I mean, they went for a nice coffin.
Wow, bold not wearing black move there at a funeral.
Oh my god, who's this Michael Madsen?
I think that's his dad, and I think he's like a fucking aging teddy boy, and it's great.
What is Rod
There's like
short
a disproportionate
for?
Number of Catholic funerals in film, and I think it's because priests are visually recognizable.
Yeah. Right. I have a question though. Why? What is Rod short for?
Rod?
Yeah.
Roderick?
Yeah. Roderick.
Oh, I would go by Roderick.
I mean, it makes you sound like a knight.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, look at me, Mr. Game of Thrones. Uh-oh. When I Google Roderick, the first thing I get is a Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie.
Man, I love watching this mom struggle with the reality of having a child. It's
I mean,
so good.
That's what the 80s are all about.
Every time she looks at her daughter, she's like, I was drunk. I've been drunk this whole time.
I mean, that's...
And I'm just consciously processing
look,
this.
I mean, what we're watching is the fallout of the 80s...
15 years in.
Of the 80s family structure, right? Like, the introduction of being, like, raised by the TV, a latchkey kid.
Yeah, the fallout of the 80s family structure, a dream man who kills
you. And your mom just being this looted out, drunk woman. You just kind of just...
I mean,
Dude, if you start trying to pull themes out of this, I am going to sandbag you so hard.
Okay, let me pull up. Let me see my academia.edu. Nightmare on Elm Street. Electra Complex.
Patrick engages his critical theory engines.
I really like the idea of, like, it's a bunch of bookshelves with a steam engine at the end of it.
Use the word praxis 3 or 4 times.
like, hurry up, fire up the entomology engines.
They attached a sensor to her chin, and I want to know what it's measuring. Is it chin stuff?
Yeah, it's chin stuff.
Chin stuff.
Yeah, that's the like the 12th cranial nerve.
That's where the dreams.
Her brain
come
is
from,
asleep.
Is your chin.
Look at these remarkable readings. Her brain is asleep, but her chin is wide
My
awake.
God.
This mother is so relieved that she can finally consult a doctor to figure out what this child that's living in her house is.
All right, well,
it's like a human, but dumb and poorly formed.
Yeah. Okay. So our rhythm strip here is telling us that it's a teen.
I know you've got all this sensitive equipment in here, but it's okay if I just light one up, right?
Oh hell yeah! I mean, this is all about.
Back then, everything was smoke-proof.
That's not true at all.
But also, back then, no one could smell.
Noses hadn't been invented yet. They were just
And everyone was cigarette blind, so he has no way of knowing she's holding one.
Yeah. I really hope, like, eventually that just starts drawing Freddy's face.
Man, I miss the days of paper readouts when we just wasted forest upon forest getting data in real time.
Yeah, and then where are you gonna put all that paper?
Right in the garbage.
Wait, what is this measuring? Okay.
Dream numbers.
Her brain activity.
Yeah, you know what? The best way to measure brain activity is just with, like, a scale of 1 to 10. Oh, look, her sins are getting up to 30.
Oh, God, I've never seen dream numbers like this. Her chin is off the scale. God.
My God.
I really dislike that we didn't get to see her hospital dream.
That would have been cool.
I love that the crisis has passed, and now the doctor comes in to give her that good, good stuff.
Ah.
Freddy dyed some of my hair and scratched me like a cat.
Wait, she's got gray hair now?
Yeah, her mom was like, oh, she has a streak of white hair.
That's a super good look.
Also, what happened that she got that hat?
She brought it back.
Dream stuff.
What, did she like, what, he was like dyeing her hair, and she was like putting on his hat?
Hold on, if she brings back all of Freddy's stuff, like if she brings back his claws, and his shirt, and his pants, and his shoes, will he just be like a naked, unarmed skull man?
Yes. Oh,
come on. This isn't cool, okay? I don't appreciate this.
Oh, I hope next time we see him, if he has a hat or not. Her mom just getting
her
wasted.
Her mom hides the milk.
Yes, yes.
I can't let my daughter know I've been drinking milk.
That ain't milk, buddy.
That is
definitely a bottle of vodka.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it is. There it is.
She has to keep it within 5 feet of her at all times to feel any kind of comfort.
It's grown-up milk.
Oh, my God. What is it? What is it? What's the cat? What's the milk and vodka drink?
It's a White Russian.
Yeah, yeah.
She buys pre-made jugs of White Russians.
That's what she puts in her cereal.
The doctor told me some cool things about childs, and it turns out I'm not supposed to give you any more vodka.
God damn it, Mom! We just keep this in the drawer.
Look at my mystery hat.
He doesn't want to lose it when he goes to camp.
Yeah, he has.
I can't believe
dream.
He labeled his hat. Oh, you know, I just like keeping track of my things.
I don't think it's ridiculous for me to think that I could lose a hat. Look, it literally happened right now.
Dag.
See, her hair looks like she's got spider webs in it.
Honey, how do I turn the childs off? It's saying rude things. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, her outrage is very understandable.
I mean, to be fair, if my kid was like, I'm being attacked in a dream, I'd be like, okay, kid.
Blap.
Not the precious fuel.
I defeated booze.
I've defeated booze, yes.
I've fixed parents. I wanted to just, like, turn into Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Just like scrambling, trying to slurp up the vodka.
No! No!
Man, I love just feeding ducks with girls I fancy.
Yeah, you shouldn't feed ducks bread. It's not good. It's not good for
everyone
them.
Loves carbs.
It's not good for them.
Yeah, carbs aren't good for anyone.
No, but like they're
yeah, but
their
they
bodies
love it.
Can't actually
and
metabolize
live...
bread very well. It makes them constipated.
I mean,
Hugh, they live to be like 7. Let them enjoy things.
They live to be 7. Like... Shorten their lives.
Look, humans can barely metabolize bread.
True. Bread's good for humans.
Also, I don't think this is for ducks. I think this is back in the era
they
when
got some
burgers
in
came in unmarked bags and also individual styrofoam packages inside those unmarked
I do like
bags.
That. Dream skills.
I'm going to do some dream push-ups.
I've been training real hard. So I wake up every 3 hours every night and drink some chocolate milk because it helps me induce lucid dreaming. This is my regimen.
I would really, like, I could imagine the alternate universe where someone remakes Nightmare on Elm Street to have, like, the final fight with Freddy be like a Green Lantern battle where people are dreaming up things.
Did you guys process that she's looking up how to make IEDs for Freddy?
Yeah.
She's like, she's got a paper copy of the Anarchist Cookbook, and she's like, I'm gonna freak Freddy to hell.
get ready to see these dreams, Freddy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna listen to all your calls, you dipshit. What kind of house has bars on all of its windows?
Fun house.
Ones that don't want kids in.
That's a good response, you. A house where cool stuff
That's
happens.
Right.
Yeah, they can't risk the losers getting in. Oh, that was her. Oh,
yo,
wow.
The power dynamic is so upside down now.
I really like the idea that her mom was like, you broke my vodka, I'm locking you in this house forever.
I'm going to keep the dream man out. I came up with the plan while drunk.
We need to go underground to talk about Fred.
This is not an above ground speech that I can give you.
This is where we
buried
him.
What is this nightmare device she's opening? People with furnaces in their basement
are cool.
Must be damaged from the experience. Why are furnaces always so bad looking?
Furnaces are serious stuff.
Yeah, you can't have a lighthearted furnace, John. There's serious stuff.
Patrick, did your house have a furnace?
Yeah, but we had a gas furnace.
So that was a happy furnace.
But we did have a big
furnace. It cracked a lot of jokes and juggled.
Yeah, we did have a big spooky furnace in our basement.
What were you hiding in the furnace all of this time, lady?
Ooh.
Wait.
It's tough making jokes over
she had,
mom talking about getting vigilante justice on a child murderer.
She had another child?
Yeah.
Oh, she had the dreams with the multiple girls skipping. The three there were three girls singing that song. They must be the three victims.
Whoa. That's great.
You shouldn't have burned him in the dream
That's
furnace.
That's such a good sentence.
What did she say? I couldn't hear it.
She said he's dead, honey, because mommy killed
That's
him.
Good.
Oh, and she produces the spook.
That's good. That's
Wait, that's
good.
Re- that he used that in re- no person was using that in real life.
No, he was using it in dream life, Pat.
All right, it's time for my favorite death in this movie.
Here's that scene where Johnny Depp is wearing his ridiculous 80s outfit.
Wow.
I've never seen this movie, but I've seen a lot of images of young
this
Johnny
just,
Depp's belly.
Like, I have been reconvinced that this is just a porn. There is no
this late
reason
in the
to
game.
Wear that shirt other than for porn reasons.
No, crop tops are coming back. Look, in 10 years, all of us will be doing this podcast while wearing crop tops.
crop tops aren't going to come back until fitness comes
back.
That's
never coming back.
No, nope. It's going to merge with the dad bod, and we'll all just have our bellies
out.
Oh,
no!
Oh, my God. Just fucking the hairy belly crop top is going to be the look.
Oh.
That's like the big furry caterpillar mustaches in her. just a futuristic fashion prediction that should never be. I told you the butt hair.
Ah, yes, you're nuts. I mean, two of our friends are dead, but... Please cold cock the horrible skeleton.
Hold on. I'm gonna summon this monster man, and my plan is to have my 14-year-old boyfriend punch him in the face.
Yeah, he just cut this girl open and then threw her all over a fucking room. Bet you can baseball him.
Yeah, look, he cut himself open for fun, but, you know, swing away.
I know you got a killer right hook, Johnny.
Wait, oh no, wait, baseball bat versus knife.
Oh.
Knife hand versus baseball bat.
Knife hand versus baseball bat is a very different argument.
I think what she's really expecting to happen is
I love this look.
Freddy Krueger to espy Johnny Depp in his crop top and just have a nosebleed and go unconscious like he's in an anime.
All right, time to take a sleep.
Time to...
Oh, I thought he fell asleep
put
holding
my
this
portable
picture.
TV like, on my bed.
Fuck? That'd be... No, he went to sleep holding his TV.
His only true love.
Time to take the speed.
Is Johnny Depp's role throughout this whole movie just going to be irresponsible sleeper? All of his noise machines were engaged.
Is this movie subtweeting me?
I feel attacked.
I just came out here to have a good time and I'm feeling so attacked right now.
He just told his mom that he's waiting for a show called Mrs. Nude America to come on, and she was just like, oh, you.
No, you're a really silly boy.
I'm sure, I feel like if I said that to my parents, they'd think I'd be joking, and they'd think I was really funny.
Yeah.
He has a luchador mask on above his bed.
I guess that's how it is.
I can see what you're saying, Pat.
Put on the luchador mask and fight Freddy.
If my kid said something like that to me, I would get worried that our senses of humor have nothing in common.
Well, the idea is that a child would never be this brazen with their parent.
Like, oh, you understand cultural norms like, and shit.
Like, no parent is going to knock on a kid's door expecting to hear, hey, I'm jerking it, come back in five.
Hey, you're playing
with
fire.
Why do you have a horrible...
And that's why that's the best way to cover up when you're jerking it.
Why does she have that horrible mask on her wall?
I don't know. I am just now noticing that her room is festooned with weird
shit. Yeah,
look
at that weird face
like,
pillow right there.
Pillow.
That weird face pillow. There's some kind of bizarre... I don't know if that's like a pinata. What is that? Some sort of puppet?
What the...
I love that like instead of like pulling out some like secret pot, she's pulling out a secret coffee pot.
I think we're missing a lot of context girl is deep into, like, DIY bunraku puppetry.
Oh, it's like a horrible jester thing on the side.
This is so strange.
Yeah, it's bad.
This is not good. Like, there's something wrong with these kids. And little does she know, her boy toy, Mr. Crop Top Extraordinaire, is, asleep.
Just out on my porch, looking sensual.
I saw her with coffee, Gene. What the fuck is going on?
I hope that when I'm grown up, my body is one uninterrupted mass of ham.
Yeah,
like
no
this
joke.
I really like that he's like, oh, that girl that survived the two murders, she's the problem.
He is rock solid.
You know, if she had died with those other two, we wouldn't have this problem. He would have stopped.
If all these kids were dead, these kids wouldn't be dying.
I gotta say.
Why isn't your wound closing up?
It's a dream wound.
Yeah, so it can only heal whenever she's in the dream zone.
Also, why is your blood like maraschino cherry red?
Oh, wait, maybe that's what's going on. Maybe she just spilled a Shirley Temple on her arm.
Oh, these... I was assured by... I was assured by the journey, by the journal of homeopathic medicine that putting a maraschino cherry on my open wound would help heal.
Do you think?
But it's so messy.
Do you think this house has secret compartments filled with vodka?
I think that is what this whole scene is trying to tell us.
Yeah, that was what was just implied.
Yeah, I know, but it's like more than one.
I mean, she still hasn't finished drinking away the memory of her child. So it might be more full of vodka than normal. What? The sphere I'm married to wants to know what you want to talk to Glenn about.
Are you pregnant?
Give me that. Nice.
This is great! Let's go. We gotta get out of here. Ignore my Illuminati necklace.
What a big dick move.
No joke. This man does not fucking play.
It was more of a Triforce necklace. He's real big into Ocarina of Time.
Uh-oh. What could go wrong? He's got it. No, don't worry. He'll wake up. It's like his internal clock is set to wake up for Miss Nude America.
He can't live without that.
Ah, sweet ambrosia, he says as he pops up in the middle of the night. Finally, it's time for Miss Nude America.
What was that? Oh, was that Freddy, like, scratching a wall?
I think so.
What's going on, Freddy?
It was 17 seconds of a metal scraping sound. No one?
God, I need to stay away from making references to things that happen in the Clapcast.
Oh no.
Hey, what's up, baby? Can we I'm so glad Freddy doesn't exist.
They stole this
now.
From Beyond the Black
Rainbow. I can't wait for fucking her to pick up the phone and just like get stabbed in the ear by one of his fingers.
See?
Oh
did
yeah,
you see,
I
did you see that small black and white picture?
Yeah, I did.
Was that just
wait,
Johnny
where?
Depp?
It might be Johnny Depp.
The line's cut, but she's getting a phone call.
Wow, she really ripped it out of the wall.
Yes!
Oh my god. Oh,
wow.
Yes!
I hate tongue phone.
I'm really glad like these movies aren't coming out now or Freddy would be making like sexting jokes to teens.
Accurate.
I'm on FaceTime with your boyfriend, Nancy.
Do you use Discord? I don't like Skype anymore. I'd really appreciate if you switched over for me.
Oh, there'd be like
do you relate to me as a teen?
There'd be a good Freddy kill where it's like he's streaming on Twitch.
I'm going to cyberbully you now, Nancy.
Oh my god. Oh, there would totally be a gag where, like, a kid gets a sexed and it's, like, a sexy teen body, and then the head is Freddy Krueger's, and he starts, like, licking it at the screen.
The kid does or Freddy Krueger does?
Freddy Krueger does.
I feel like it would also work just as well if it turned out that one of the kids was actually really horny for Freddy Krueger.
What?
And was discovering it only now. And they stole this effect from Trainspotting.
I'm just imagining him falling and his TV just falling onto him and he's just like, fuck!
Whoa!
There's no way he had this much blood in there.
That's so good.
This is so weird and cool.
Underneath the bed, there has to be like Freddy pouring in a bunch of Jello mix into a snowblower.
There's no way these parents are going to deny the reality of Freddy now after seeing the gore portal.
Oh, joke.
The dream reality.
You think they just made that room upside down and dumped it out? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
I think probably the room was on like. The room was built into a like a shipping container or something like that,
smart.
And they just turned it over.
I feel like you'd escalate to calling the government at this point.
There's a man, a dream man, who opened a gore portal into a kid's room.
It's like as soon as a bunch of kids die, and then do you think someone's going to like crawl into the bed hole and see where it goes?
I would need like a Francis York Morgan on this shit.
I don't know what kind of like clues you're gonna put together.
Wait, did that tall bald cop just appear behind dad cop? Oh, Nancy's just fucked now.
This guy does not know how to like soften the blow at all. Yeah, he's fucking dead.
Are her parents divorced?
I'd assume so.
I don't know.
I feel like I've never seen, like, we never see him home.
You can't go into the dream zone, Dad. Wow.
Why does he need to break the door? Why don't you just unlock the door?
Yeah. Oh, well, her mom locked all the doors in the house.
Oh.
Entrusting this mission to someone who isn't a 16-year-old kid with narcolepsy is the good idea. That could be what breaks this case.
If I was a kid and I had to fight Freddy Krueger, I'd get a friend way into hypnotism, and I would just, like, hide a bunch of, like, have them put me in a trance and, like, hide a bunch of weapons around my room.
All right.
So when I pull him out of the dream world, get ready to get shanked, Freddy.
And hypnotized.
Oh, is that exactly what's happening?
Essentially.
Well, I mean, I told you she was studying how to make IEDs.
Yeah.
I was not this kidding.
Is that a lifesaver? Oh, Freddy, wow. You think you're cool with your Home Alone traps? Check this shit out.
I wish we could get his POV so we could see what he's
doing.
Where's
she getting all this kit?
Her dad's a cop.
Oh, shit. What?
That thing is way too full with gunpowder.
No joke. It's also not very compressed, so it's just going to make a big old smoke bomb.
I love, like, what? This is some Ewok shit.
No, also, wow. Like, the amount of time this would take to set up is longer than 20 minutes.
I think she realized her dad's not coming.
Because, I mean, right now, I feel like he's going to come
so
in about
2 minutes.
She's got to
rely on her trap skills.
And trip all of these traps.
Well, she also needs a gunpowder barrel if she's really going to take this monster down.
I like the idea that Freddy's going to pop in and then he's going to stumble backwards and get beaten up by Home Alone traps.
Oh, crap. Oh, crap.
Why wasn't that a crossover? Home Alone with Freddy?
Because the movie industry is full of fools who don't know how to make money.
That's how I know that Hollywood is doomed and corrupt.
By being drunk all the time.
What? Oh, okay, that's what she was just saying in general. It's like, how can you say that, Ms. Drunk Lady?
Alright, Mom,
yeah,
don't get
I know,
out of bed.
I've been observing you very carefully all this time while blackout drunk. And I know who you are. Alright, drinky time.
Oh, nope, the cap's going
on.
She
puts it away. I'm gonna go to sleep normally this time. I think you're okay. Oh, her mom's got an easel in her room.
She was a painter once before.
Before she murdered the child killer. Before she became an
Avenger.
Yeah,
exactly. Or she, like, brutally burned a man to death with five other people.
In a modern version of this movie, there would be like a scene where she looks at her phone, like we look at her phone, and she has like 38 alarms set.
What are they sending to the hospital? Are they sending like a big bowl of blood soup for some doctors to look at?
Oh, God, come on. Don't shove this Christianity down my face. I'm just here for a dream, man.
Why you gotta do this? Just say Happy Kruger Days. doesn't have to be Happy Merry Krugsmas.
Put the Kruger back in Krugermas.
Yeah.
Remove under God from the Freddy Krueger child killing plan.
This war on Krugermas has got to end.
Why do kids have to stand for the Pledge
this
of Allegiance?
This shot of her
Kruger?
Face makes her look so
we
fucking
fierce
and
ready. We know what people mean when they say Happy Holidays. They mean Happy Krugermas.
At this point, I would just be like, "Hey Krug, what up?"
We could let's maybe pitch a few alternative, more sonorous names than Krugsmas. How about Killsmas?
What about Fredoween?
That makes it sound like you're talking about Freddy Krueger's wiener.
So I mean, aren't we?
Isn't that what we've been talking about this whole time? Maybe it's time to stop stalling, stop dancing around it. We're all talking about Freddy Krueger's wiener.
Weird burned up wiener.
I don't know, when he gave us that nipple flash, his chest looked fine.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I really wish that his body was just like the same skin.
They just burned his face and arms.
Let's take a moment to appreciate the fact that she has a tapestry of dogs.
I saw that.
Poker
it was not a painting. It was a tapestry.
Well, no, this is the dream world. That Freddy might have put that there.
My sense of decor isn't great, but I'm trying really hard here.
My default's, Steam Factory, but. And lots of loose bed sheets.
It's kind of like an ASMR thing. It's really all about the texture experience when I run my claws through.
Oh, is he the original ASMR guy with like the scraping the walls and stuff?
No. I deny this fiction. I'm breaking the first rule of improv here, but no.
Think about it.
How about I won't? This is a dope spiral staircase, though. I want a spiral staircase in my house.
You mean your factory?
In your steam.
Yeah, I want a spiral staircase in my sheep assembly plant.
In your dripping pipe manufactorum.
Manufactorum is a good word. Right. I don't know if it's real, but it's good. This does definitely seem like one of those movies where later entries in the franchise would get like too deep into the lore and develop it badly, though.
Oh, let me give you some insight. Absolutely not.
Oh, it's like it works out? What do you mean?
It goes in like the opposite direction, which is Freddy just becomes a Looney Tune.
And there's no lore? What?
I mean, the lore is just that he's a ghost man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So he dies and becomes a ghost man in vengeance. So is this movie like really saying, guys, don't do vigilante justice? Allow the justice system
to
fail.
So I've only seen two Friday the Third or Nightmare on Elm Street movies. The one starring Wes Craven and where he fights Jason. And in Freddy versus Jason, he is straight up in hell.
Like Freddy is?
Yeah, Freddy is just hanging out in the afterlife. And he's like, let's go fuck some kids up.
Wow.
And he dresses up as...
Is Freddy versus Jason like a murder competition between Freddy and Jason? Is that
no,
what the
Freddy
versus is?
No, Freddy dresses up as Jason's mom.
Oops.
We'll see it.
Laser noises.
But
they have a fight in hell.
By this point,
she
should be aware that laser noises herald Freddy's
arrival.
Yeah,
and we know that it's all diegetic... noises, because whenever she went to her house,
yeah, I mean,
they immediately stopped.
Yeah. Well, and we We saw him making the noises with his tongue.
And also, we've only ever heard the noises whenever he's around.
It's obvious that the noises are produced by ultra-high-frequency tonguing.
I'm sure if we rewatch the opening where he's making the glove...
What is this? What is this fire hole?
It's the headphones.
No. What is the fire hole? What could that possibly be for?
No, we saw this in the opening. This is where Freddy jumps up behind her and he's like, "Hey, baby."
Running out of time to spring my traps.
Here we go.
No, the traps are when
she... Is that the same spiral staircase?
What?
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Hell yes.
I don't understand.
Is she getting good at it now?
Krueger!
Right behind ya.
There he is.
Let's go! Whoa! She brought the pots into, like, she brought the plants into reality.
But she didn't bring Freddy.
No Krug.
It didn't work.
I bet this is a dream within a dream.
I bet Freddy's actually in the room. Absolutely. Whoa. In the room.
Boom.
Just hanging out.
Nice.
You know what? It's not really... When you take away his dream power, he becomes far less intimidating.
I would say this is so Wes Craven in which, like, the fucking killer can, like, just be, like, awkwardly hurt.
Yeah. Once you get past the fact that he's a terrifying claw man with dream powers,
God,
I guess,
these cops,
you know,
are idiots.
You can fight back. Yeah. A child is screaming when there have been a rash of child murders, and you're just going to reassure them?
Oh, God!
Hell yeah.
Oh, really just pounded in the belly.
Oh!
He's straight up getting home alone.
I honestly feel bad for Freddy at this point. And now she taunts him. Why don't you turn on the lights?
You suck. This sucks.
God.
Yeah, sure.
She just keeps breaking windows.
This can't be real.
I like that
he's
seeing her break multiple windows and is like, whatever.
Wait,
what a great
cop. Yeah, Freddy was like, wait, I just want to get some of that glass. There we go.
Soundtrack's really doing it
for
me. Oh,
that's just piss.
Was that a piss chart?
Right?
You and I went to the same place.
No,
it's
definitely
Freddy.
Like some alcohol so she can...
Great, you just lit your
I
house on fire.
I know how you'll solve this problem. Yes, yeah, set your whole house on fire.
It must... I feel kind of bad for Freddy because it seems like he's really used to leaning on those dream powers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at this point, I can't help but feel bad for the man.
Yeah, watching him fall down the stairs after climbing them on fire.
He's like, all right, I got it this time.
Climbing stairs.
If I was her, I would just keep hitting him with the door.
I like that she's like narrating this. No one gives a shit.
Dude, if I was her dad, I would shoot that one cop in the head for waiting so long.
She broke three windows and is screaming in panic.
Also, she's super, like, when she had that heart-to-heart with her mom, she should have super asked where the key is to unlock all the fucking doors.
Oh my god.
Why is all this smoke coming from? Are you okay?
No, he's totally escaped, huh? Whoa. What? Oh, is he? Do you think he jumped into her mom's dream?
Where's he
oh,
headed?
That'd be smart.
The burning footsteps are a super good touch.
This girl has got it going on. Oh, that was not good. You just knocked a Burning Man on top of your mother.
Yeah.
No, you just saved Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, you saved Freddy Krueger's life. That was a bad move.
Yes!
What?
This is the best
That's incredible.
Possible result. That the bed has become a portal. And her... Oh! Freddy Krueger just goes, that was my plan the whole time, you idiot.
It's so good.
Wait, so did he... Wait, how did he escape then if he killed her?
Her dad's face at this, like, in this moment is so great.
Her dad's like, okay, we just saw some weird shit.
I'm sorry the Dream Man is doing this.
Like, yo, listen, the moral of this movie, the big theme, don't do vigilante justice.
I guess. Is that the moral?
Your kids are going to have a real...
I think the moral is, if someone tells you to, like, watch them because they're being pursued by a dream murderer, play along.
I like that everyone takes all of this stuff and just goes, and just shrugs. And just goes, this requires neither me to help her or me to take her to a mental institution. Zero.
Freddy's still here.
That was whack. Let's all go to sleep at the same time, they say. This is good.
It's me. Oh, wow. You know what? It's the bedsheet. It's the Halloween bedsheet.
I've escaped the womb.
That was an homage.
You know, kids, we had a lot of fun here today.
This is so weird.
She's like a dream sorceress.
I was about to say, it's
now.
Like this kind of weird, like... She has become the high priestess.
Whoa!
She absorbs his energy.
Yeah. I was honestly expecting her to be like, this is a dream, this isn't real, but this gun is.
Yeah.
And then she manifests a gun.
She just like pulls up an AK-47 and just blows him the fuck away.
What?
What?
No, this is a dream.
Absolutely.
I slept so heavy I got into new clothes.
This, like, extreme, like, increase in the white level.
And also
so
all of her dead friends are alive. I would not get in a... that was a...
Yeah. Nice.
Oh.
Very good.
Yep.
I'm the car now.
Oh my god, I hope the car has a Freddy face.
Here's a fresh trick. Death car.
Mother.
Oh, look, the stripes. The stripes are his sweater color.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think the car has a face on it.
I kind of wanted there to be, like, gore exploding out of
the
car or something.
What?
Wait, why?
Wow, that was great.
Wasn't she dead?
She is now.
Damn.
Wait, is this the end of the movie?
Holy shit.
Wait.
Holy shit.
Wait.
Holy
wow.
shit.
Wow.
Wait, what does any of this mean?
That's
what
awesome.
What a great...
Wait, did Freddy...
What a great...
Did Freddy really give her friends back?
Yeah.
No.
By trapping her in the dream zone with them.
Is she, Is she in the dream zone?
Yeah. Did you not see the Freddy Krueger car? And the, like, it driving itself? And also her mom getting yanked yeah. through the window? Like, that scene in The Blob?
That was such a good fucking, like, cut.
Yeah, but why did Freddy Krueger attack yeah. the dead mom?
Because he's Freddy goddamn Krueger.
Yeah, because now they're all in his nightmare prison and he just gets
yeah,
to kill them.
Yeah, he's
forever,
not actually killing these people. He's just trapping them in his nightmare prison to constantly torment, I'm assuming.
Maybe. Maybe that's
Man,
it.
Man, what a dope movie.
What a good yeah. time.
I feel like the ending is open to interpretation because this is a deep work of art.
I mean, this movie has a lot of sequels.
This movie very much feels like they had a lot of cool effects they wanted to do. And they threw together a plot around those effects.
Yes, but it worked yep. out super good.
Because they did not say, wait a minute, guys, we need to make this all make sense. They said, wait a minute, guys, let's make sure we get this one final dope-looking yanker through the window scene in here.
Yeah, let's make sure we get all these effects super right. And then they did. And it was great, and I enjoyed it very much. And honestly, I love talking about Freddy's Ding Dong with you guys.
yeah, no, that's what all this is about. Oh, man, wow.
I'm currently reading the synopsis of the sequel to see if it answers
so
what this ending is. And it doesn't.
He kills the kids, and why did he teach them that song?
No, it's just the song about it.
Oh. I thought it was like he taught them the song, bro.
No. Hey, look at that. That movie was in 1080p,
that
John.
It was actually pretty short as well. Man.
An hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, Columbo episode.
The output resolution could have been 1080p. Maybe it was compressed only on my end.
Whoa. No, it was compressed on all of our sides. We're watching the same screen, John.
Well, as fun as that is,
I mean, like,
the listener.
Rabbit could be compressed.
Okay, yeah. I think there is a solid theme here, which is like the mistakes of the parents will be passed on to the children.
Well,
I mean, of this one parent, right?
Also,
all of the other, like, the other kids who died
only
too.
Had four kids that died. There are six parents that killed.
I mean, the other theme is that there's a scary dream man, and he will kill you.
Yeah, I mean,
yep.
I feel like, excuse me for yawning. I feel like all of the sequences with Freddy and, like, all of the effects are on such a higher level than the other parts of this movie where people have to, like, talk and emote and, like, try to get from the beginning to the end of a scene.
I mean, none of it is, like, terrible, but the murder sequences are fantastic. Wow, they're
so
good.
I'm impressed. I'm glad none of us have seen these movies because that was good.
That was incredible.
Again, I came into this with low expectations. Like, whatever, here's some dumb guy with a knife on his hand.
That seems like it's been working out for you.
I gotta say, this makes me happy that, like, these movies that I've seen lots of references to and heard a lot about hold up really fucking well.
What's really interesting is that, like, because after our Halloween episode, I started talking to people a lot about Halloween because that movie ruled.
Yeah.
And what I'm learned is that it's like the cultural memory of a lot of these movies is not as far is like becoming
far
like,
inferior
not
to the movie itself.
Yeah, and it's like honestly not even the movie, right?
Yeah.
Like I barely identify Halloween with like the media related to Halloween that I'd seen beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does feel like that, and it feels like, wow, there's actually, if you dig in here, there's a lot of good
now,
shit going
yeah,
on.
Now, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 4, I don't, first of all, that has no legacy to reference.
What do you mean?
But
you mean Matthew McConaughey's career?
But also, I feel like Texas Chainsaw Massacre 4 actually has more in common with, like, the Halloween sequels and the Nightmare on Elm Street sequels than Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street do.
I mean, and that was a big intentional part of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation, is that It was meant to reflect the trends at that time and not what where it came from.
I thought it was also supposed to be about what horror movie makers were doing wrong. At some point you said something like that. The director
because that movie came out in 94.
Okay.
So like that's
which is kind of in the thick of that like cheesy over the top.
Yeah. And that's exactly I mean, it's because that movie looks so bad, it looks much older.
Well, I mean, also, what I'm saying is, you made it sound like the director was railing against horror movie trends at the time.
Yeah.
But the work he produced was just like a bad reproduction of those
trends. Yeah,
it
was a parody.
You think it was a parody?
I think it was a parody.
You think, I mean, I guess I could buy it, but it's a really abstract form of parody.
Because
what they made was a completely nonsensical movie that
it really did not have a
the villain of the movie gets hit on the head by a plane and it's never commented
on. Like,
yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street's themes are very erratic and does not have a very clear message on what it's trying to say. But it is so much better than Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, and look, no one's saying Texas Chainsaw Movie Massacre is a better movie.
I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying I'm saying that Texas Chainsaw Massacre 4, very obviously, he was like, I'm going to say something with this. I'm going to really show people something. Whereas Nightmare on Elm Street's like, we just want to show some cool fucking effects. And Nightmare on Elm Street
and it was like
has
incredible.
Such a better, like, cohesive message and story than Texas Chainsaw Massacre 4.
Yeah, I feel like that this all goes to demonstrate that when you make a movie, you shouldn't have an idea for a movie. You should have an idea for the content of a movie.
Right.
Yeah. I really do think that what Nightmare on Elm Street would have benefited from is if they introduced the parents' murder thing a little bit sooner.
Yeah, I think that would have been better if we seen them murder him.
Don't worry. We got a reboot for that.
Yeah, I don't need that. God. I'm just saying, like, if we just, like, saw six people just burn a man alive inexplicably.
Also, do you want to see Freddy's origin story? That's also
I want
a
it
movie.
To be, like, a 2 or 3 minute scene at the beginning of this movie.
Is the origin story about how Claw Sensei taught him how to murder children?
So it's about how he's like the son of a nun. And he was
Son of a nun.
He was raised in a, mental hospital. He was raised in a mental hospital.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm not going to read this aloud on the podcast.
Okay. Great.
What?
Whoa. Wow. That's a phrase that I had to see on Wikipedia.
Now you've left me hanging.
I'll tell you after the sign-off.
Well, let's go ahead and sign us out. We have been recording for quite a while.
Let's do it fast then.
All right, John, what do you got for us this week?
All right, everyone, remember, for next Halloween, the spooky nipple flash is the most basic technique in a ghoul's toolbox. And also, keep on smoking that wacky gremlin weed.